Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Hallelujah. Who had a good weekend. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Still recuperating. God bless you all. Hallelujah. This is the day. It is a good day. It's a mighty, mighty, mighty good day that the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We're just trusting the Lord and believing the Lord for all his goodness and his mercy and his love, his peace, and his joy. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank our God. Yes, hallelujah. Thank our God for his goodness and his mercy, his love and his care. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank you this morning. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Don't you just get on saying hallelujah. Yes, Lord. It's a mighty, mighty good day. And I am ever so grateful. And I am mindful that so many people are going through so many things. Some things are good and some things are really, really tough. At this very moment that I'm speaking. But I still have to say God is good. Whether we're going through good or whether it has nothing to do with his character or his nature, he's good. That's right. And he loves us. That's right. And he cares. That's right. In the hardest of places. But at this very moment, we just thank him for saving someone, for his people, protecting, healing, and defending. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, good morning again. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry for the God. Close the praise. Oh, yes, we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a good day. Well, my friends, we had a wonderful weekend. I mean, please, my voice, Dr. Zoe will be a little frustrated, but my voice, I tell you, we had a mighty, mighty, mighty good weekend. Saturday, in spite of the heavy rain, the service was so good. So many were not able to come out. But we had a good time. My Lord, and we thank Reverend Nelson and Reverend Hurd, who came out to be with Alma. It's her first name. And we thank them so especially for coming out. And then I have to say, too, another special. I like to thank Elder Cotto, Sister Cotto, and Pastor, Minister Harris, I'm sorry, for coming out and being with us all the way from Manhattan, New York, and from I just saw something. I wasn't quite sure what this is. Them coming from New York and delivering a powerful word. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I mean a powerful word. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. Yes. When God is silent. Hallelujah. What you do when God is silent? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. And Sunday was just, oh my goodness. Sunday was so good. Just fellowshipping with the saints is always good. You're always stressing. You make you tired. Ooh, when you come down, but it is good. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 But we'll just get on with our part of the day. I'm still, I guess you could say, you still, I am just, oh my goodness, I'm just, woo, yes indeed, I am still up here. Oh yes, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are just still, I'm just, I am. Well, you shouldn't have came on, but yes, I should have, too. Yes, I should have, too. Oh, and I tell you, Pastor Harris, oh, goodness gracious, life. Keep, oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. It's no sense. No, you can't compare either one of them, but both of them were powerful. They came out with a powerful message and such strong encouragement for the house. Yes, indeed. The house is indeed blessed. Yes, Lord, the house is indeed blessed. Oh, yeah, we'll be reading these scriptures, Psalms 13 and Psalms 40. Ah, hallelujah, for a mighty long time. Yes, Lord. And that has such a way of helping you out as he delivered the word. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. My Lord. Well, we'll just start. You know, I'm sitting here, and I am just, well, you know, the Super Bowl went on, and I saw all the preparations that they were doing, preparing for the Super Bowl, and how one of the young ladies, she was expecting a child, and she yet performed, and she even performed, and a performance took her up in the air, and she was afraid of heights, but yet she did it, and I just marveled at how they practiced and had their rehearsals. And I marvel at that. Yes, I do. Because when it comes to things of God, most of us say, well, it don't take all of that. All of that practice and all of that. That ain't necessary. Why do we do that? Why is all that studying, it ain't necessary? Why do we say that? Why? I was disappointed. I didn't watch the game. I just had a, saw something came up on Facebook or on the notification or where the news or something, the little stream. And I don't know how to say it. Let me just say this. This is what we deem Black History Month. And we need to remember that people suffered, humiliated, treated less than animals. And you don't forget that. You should never forget that. You should never, as long as you live on the face of this earth, forget or be shamed. Why would you, the victim, be ashamed of what happened to you or your foreparents. And there are certain things that should not be altered in the least bit. It should never be altered. It should not be altered. And we should say it with reverence. We should say it with reverence. And let what they were conveying then be heard now. Because we are so far removed from where we came from. We're far removed from it. We're far removed. And when we hear the song, Lift Every Voice and Sing, we should say it immediately. And we should never, ever forget. Not where it would keep us down, but it propels us. It should propel us to live right, to teach our children, because there were those who died and went way before us, and you're standing on their shoulders. You should never forget. And our living should project that we have not forgotten. Not by hatred, but by determination that we are achievers. We excel well. And we will never forget our God. And when someone say it again, never forget our God. For it is He who brought us through. It is He. And we should never, and we should teach our children. We should teach our children about our God that heard our cries, the cries of our people. And He's not finished yet. But we should look like a people. We know our God. That's what we need to do. Get so comfortable taking on ways that's not your way. And all sorts of things happen. We should never forget. And really listen to the words of the Black Negro Anthem, as they call it. And you know what? I don't mind being called a Negro. Mm-hmm. It's all right with me. I like it. Negro, yeah. So, now what she talking about? Yes, yes, yes. Negro. Super. I'm good. I'm good. I don't need a whole bunch of bad words. Just call me Negro. I'll be good. There's some other names that I'll be good with, but sorry about Negro. Now, where is she going? But most importantly, you can call me a child of God. Lord have mercy. Yes, just call me a child of God. That's the best thing you can call me, child of God. Oh, praise the Lord, child of God. Praise Him. Praise the Lord. What's your name, child of God? What is this lady talking about? Call me child of God. Because I don't care what. If you don't have Yeshua, Jesus, You can't get to God, number one.
Uh-huh.
Hey, God. He's the bridge back to your Father. The door. Yes. Child of God. Child of God. Just how you doing today, child of God? Oh, praise him. I'm doing well, thank you. Oh, yes. Praise him. I'm doing well. Just call me child. I've been on the top. Uh-huh. Gave my life to him. Saved. Yes, I'm saved. Gave my life to him. There are people who say, well, what does it mean to talk about being saved? And people ask you if you're saved. That means, have you given your life to God? It's personal. Well, you need to know, because there should be some signs about you. People should be saying, oh, you know, I don't know what's wrong, but they don't act the way they used to act. Oh, now that's a good thing for people to say about it. They change. They change. I don't know what happened, but they change. Praise the Lord for the change. Well, that's a good thing. Child of God. Through Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, our gift of love from God, uh-huh, the Almighty One. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Almighty One. Yes. Glory. Change. Yes, because you can have, oh, I know exactly who you are. Go all the way back to Adam and Eve. But then if you don't have Jesus, you're in a bit of a tight. You're in a bit of a tight. Yes, you're in a bit of a tight. That's right. Yeah, you need to kind of get it right. I don't have to do all of that, but okay. But you need to have you. That's right. Otherwise, you're in a bit of a tight. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, today Valentine's Day is. We talk about what is necessary to live this life. And look up Valentine to see how it applies to us as Christians. It's a good assignment for us. See what the Bible says about Valentine's Day. Yeah. Yeah. See, but let's see what God says about that. And this text me. Uh-huh. That'll be a good assignment. You know, I know you'd be too busy after Valentine's Day. I want to talk to those who don't have somebody that they feel somebody to love you. You have Jesus. Oh, yeah, you just saying that. Do you know how many men and women have husbands, have wives, have, have husbands, wives, and boyfriends and girlfriends, and they don't even get an acknowledgement? They'll buy themselves stuff so they can brag like they got something. Yeah, from somebody. Yeah. Now you tell me about that. Oh, so you can feel special. But, you know, God didn't create anything or call for anything that makes you not feel special. He died for us. We are special. you are special. If you have some change and you just, I guess, you just want to buy it, want to spend it on candy, and not candy, candy, because the next day you're going to be talking about, whoo, look at me. Or if you want to buy yourself some flowers, you should buy yourself flowers many times. Beautiful flowers, expensive flowers. Buy yourself something. You're special to you. And you don't have to do it on Valentine's Day anytime. You have a little extra change. Or you have things set aside to buy the flowers that you want. Yeah. Uh-huh. People say she thinks highly of herself. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. And she, or you treat yourself to going out or eating some popcorn. You know, I'm happy. That's all I'm saying. Don't measure yourself. Oh, she's got somebody. You don't know what she's catching. You don't know. You don't know. You don't have a clue. You become envious of people and you don't know what's behind that closed door. I don't care how well you know people. Oh, but he always make, nobody wants that. But yes, there are some people who have a mate who loves them and they love their mate. That is true. But wherever you are in this life, you be content. Learn to please God. You don't have to, because somebody has something you don't have. In God's plan for you to have, then wait on it. Sarah, he needs no help. You know the trouble. Mm-hmm. Still residue from the trouble. I help it, trying to help God. God, I need your help. Be content. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. You focus on the negative, you're going to make some bad decisions. Focus on the positive. That's what you do. Focus on the positive. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. That's what you do. God is good. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, your peace, your joy. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for your mercy. Yes, we do. We thank you for your protection, oh my God. Your guidance and your direction. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Bless your most holy name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is the thing that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. We thank you, thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For how you woke us up this morning. Yes, you did. And we thank you, thank God. Hallelujah. For allowing us to know that this is the day that you have made. And everything that we need for this day, we have. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We receive all that you have given us this day. We thank you for the wisdom for this day, knowledge and understanding for this day, the guidance for this day. Oh, Lord, we thank you for every decision we have to make, that you give us our instructions. We'll hear you when you say turn to the right, turn to the left, go straight. Don't stop here, stop there. We'll hear you and obey, Almighty God. When you say give, and when you say restrain us from giving every decision, Lord God, that we need to make. We ask that you guide us. Hallelujah. Let us not get frustrated. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let peace settle. Be settled in us. Don't get frustrated at us. Out of frustration. Please, God. We thank you. Oh, speak to us. Speak for us. Speak to us, Almighty God. Oh, Father, forgive us our promptness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our moments when we don't trust you, Father. Please forgive us. Those moments when we don't pick up the Bible and we decide to turn on the television and be entertained with foolishness. Please forgive us. Lessen our desires for it, Almighty God. And give us the word. And give us clarity and understanding. Give us the knowledge and the strength of the knowledge that we can walk therein, Almighty God. We thank you. Some of us have some very hard places and we need to trust you, God. We thank you for helping us and we thank you for the measure of faith that you've given us. And we thank you for the strength to stand on, Almighty God. Stand on your word by faith, even the measure of faith. If we have faith the size of a mustard seed, all we can achieve, we can have what we say. And we thank you, Almighty God, taking it all. Hallelujah. Ooh, and refreshing and renewing. Hallelujah. Able to thank God, God. It's in God's hands. We're talking about the Almighty, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the one. Yes. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's in your hands, Almighty God. Oh, we choose to trust you. Yes, Lord. Some people say, well, you got to do something. Yeah, I am. I'm trusting God. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm holding on. Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yeah. You still may have to go to the doctor. Yes, Lord, but I'm trusting God. Yes. He may say, go to the doctor today. He may say, just hold on. Go tomorrow. But make sure you know we know your voice, Almighty God. Making sure we know your voice and another we will not follow. When you go looking for that job, spending our last going here and there to show people that we are determined to find that job. And you say, don't go today. Dress up and go tomorrow. You just jump up. Hallelujah. Got your word. God said, you say, I'll go tomorrow, God. And you'll tell us, go today. God, let us be attentive to what you say. Move by your power. Hallelujah. Move when you speak. Do exactly what you say when you speak to us. Oh, give us the strength and the power to do that, Almighty God. Move every obstacle that would be a hindrance to us, Almighty God. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, by faith, we thank you for the miracles that in each one of our lives and the lives of our children. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Our nieces and nephews. We thank you, God. Those that would be saved are saved. Yes, Lord. Those that would be saved are saved. Yes, Lord. And they land in a safe place. Place where they can be taught of you. Guard them against anyone that will cause them or tempt them to go astray. Feed them bread of heaven. Feed them so they want no more. I thank you, Lord. I praise your name. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for being our healer, our deliverer. Yes, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I heard someone say, Lord, bless the very key that opened the door to their home. And when they open the door, let us all be safe, finding a safe place. When they open the key to their car, Almighty God, no one is behind them. No one is in the car. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Bless it. Protect them. Yes, Lord. Oh, when they're going from the grocery store to the car. Oh, let them be safe, Almighty God. Oh, protect them. Yes, Lord. They're going, they're coming, they're in, and they're out. Oh, protect them. Give them faith, Almighty God. And those that would be robbers, hey, Bashiko, oh, let them run dead into your angels. Ha! Yeah, oh, God, those that would be murderers, let them run right into you. Angels, Almighty God, hallelujah. Woo, the Lord, hallelujah, is our shepherd. Oh, let them run into him. Oh, Almighty God, and thank you for protecting your people, Almighty God. Oh, those that would beat someone merciless. Oh, let them run right into you. Let the hand, oh, God, haya basa haya. Oh, God, let the hand get stuck. Almighty God, ekshaba. And the knees get weak. Almighty God, oh, God, let the knowledge and who you are the one who is the giver and the receiver of life. That man was made in your image and in your likeness, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory. There's a penalty of killing man. Oh, physically, mentally, emotionally. Oh, God, because man is made in the image and in your likeness. Almighty God, whether they believe it or not, the fact is the fact. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The fact is the fact. Hallelujah. All souls belong to you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. I know, Father, these United States not been pleasing in your sight. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, but if you don't help us, if you don't help us, oh, we cannot be here. Almighty God, ask for forgiveness of the sins of our people. Almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, you've done so much. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. My. Oh, God. You're just in all your ways. Oh, God. Oh, God, your eyes seem to get close. But we have no help but you, God. And we want you to be Lord of this nation. Oh, God. Oh, I know all the sin that's rampaging this nation. But there are those of us who belong to you, God. And we can't be here in these United States without you, Almighty God. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need you in these United States. Only you can make a difference, God. Oh, we're just shamefaced, God, to ask. But we need your help, Lord. We need your help. We need leaders. We need you to touch the leaders, God. Oh, work through them. In spite of their indifferences, their prejudice, their greed, their ignorance. God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, God, only you can protect our skies. Oh, the four corners, the beneath and the above. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Protect our properties and our territories. Only you, God. Oh, God, that there are those of us who are yet standing calling on you. Oh, glory. Hear our cry, Almighty God. Oh, hear our cry, Almighty God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Oh, touch the doctors. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God, meet them at their point of view. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, the lawyers, huh? Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The jailers, Almighty God. Almighty God, Almighty God. Our first responders, Almighty God. Oh, yeah, bless them, Almighty God. The airlifters, the helicopters, yes, Lord. Ah, the medical helicopters. Hallelujah, the pilots, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. But you really are the first responder. Oh, God. Oh, we thank you for the earth, first responder. But you are, Almighty God, the first responder. Oh, yes, you are. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your wonderful name. I is all in the name of Yeshua Christ. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
Your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord my God, in your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking
in the presence of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, good morning. Yes. Listen. Just to love you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the night, and the evening, and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go. We're in Genesis 1, and we're at the 14th verse. Listen to this. And God said, let there be light. Listen to this. In the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and he set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the for today. Look at verse 5 and then go over to verse 14. Same chapter, first chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man, blessed, most holy man, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Thus the heavens and the earth was finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God did his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We thank the Lord for this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is God. Hallelujah. Who made the day and the moon, the sun, and the stars. And he made, look when he made light, and look when he made the day. I mean the moon and the stars. Hallelujah. And they're doing what they've been ordained to do since he slung us into the heaven. Yes, God is good. Yes, he is. Yes, indeed. Our God is good. I'm so grateful. I tell you, I am just so grateful. I'd just like to stop in between and just invite you to come and fellowship with us at the name of the church is Gathering the Harvest Gospel Ministry, and we're located at 674 Mount Zion Road in the beautiful city of Jonesville, Georgia. Yes, that's a part of the metro Atlanta. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you if you come and join us. Now, our blessing for you, as the Lord has instructed Moses to give to Aaron and his sons to say it over his people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Always say shalom. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Yes, indeed. Bless his name. Our benediction. Jude 21, first chapter and the 24th verse. Now unto him, please listen, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, my brothers, go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the strength and power of the Holy Ghost. And know God loves you, and you're in love with an everlasting love. You really are loved. Remember that and don't let go. Hallelujah. Do something for God today. Make someone smile with a smile. God bless.